four emergency responders who treated Eric Garner last week after he collapsed during an arrest on Staten Island have been suspended without pay. WNYC's Kathleen Horan reports that the incident has raised questions about protocol and how police and first responders work together or don't in the field.
First responders say treating suspects at crime scenes is complicated, with tension between police keeping security and EMTs who administer medical care. Many say it's the police who call the shots. James Rocky Robinson is a retired FDNY captain who runs the Bedford-Stuyvesant Volunteer Ambulance Corporation. He says tenacity pays off, like when he arrived at a scene and police told him a man shot 10 times was dead.
I said, I'm sorry, I cannot pronounce that man dead from 10 feet away. I have to get up there. I went up there, I got down, and I saw the man's eyes blink.
Robinson says everyone who responded to the Garner scene needs to be retrained. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.